It will be another year before a decision is issued on the Yukon Flats land exchange. The controversial deal between the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and Interior Regional Native Corporation Doyon to trade lands for development and protection has already been in the works for years. A ruling on the swap was originally set for this fall, but Fish and Wildlife spokesman Larry Bell says a key administrative step is slowing the final version of an environmental impact statement.
The environmental impact statement talks about an equal value exchange. In order to assure that we're getting that, we need to have appraisals completed. And the appraisal process not only has to appraise the land, but then there's a review process within the Department of Interior. The work getting the appraisal done has just been slower than we had originally anticipated, and so that has caused us to extend the deadline.
The controversial land exchange proposes opening up over 200,000 acres of oil and gas-rich refuge lands to development by Doyon. In exchange, the refuge would get a similar amount of acreage of prime area wildlife habitat for protection. The agency would receive funds for additional land acquisitions if any oil or gas is produced. A draft EIS on the deal that came out last January drew more than 100,000 comments, and Bell says those will be addressed in the final version of the EIS.
The environmental impact statement and the public comment process of that, of course, is not a popularity contest. So we don't look at how many people are in favor or how many are against. What we do look at is, did we adequately analyze the environmental consequences of the exchange?
The potential of oil and gas development in the remote region promises money, jobs, and cheaper energy, but it's been criticized for environmental impacts, including effectively cutting the refuge in half and endangering future area wilderness designations.